This is the Digital Nomad Quest podcast with Sharon Sung, teaching people how to build passive income, become financially free, and design their best lives. Hey guys, it's Sharon Sung, and today we're gonna go over 12 money lessons that I wish I knew sooner. So these are definitely some money tips that I wish I knew sooner, because if I had learned these things, I might have grown my net worth even further and done it at a faster pace. But we're all on our own journeys. I would just say these money tips are great to know to build yourself up for your future. So make sure to take notes, and I hope this helps you guys. So let's just get right into it. The first one is you don't need to go to college to become wealthy. I've always thought the formula to becoming wealthy is to finish school, get good grades, and get a high-paying job, and then work that job for the rest of your life. Lo and behold, when I graduated from college and I started my first job, I was like, is this gonna be the rest of my life? Like, that was already within 2 weeks. I realized that I did not want to do this. But according to the study, 1 in 8 of the Forbes 400, which are the 400 wealthiest billionaires in the US, are college dropouts. So a lot of the people I know, a lot of creators and entrepreneurs, some of them did not go to college, some of them didn't use their degrees, some made huge pivots in their careers, and then just started their own businesses. None of this requires you to go to college. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to college, because I actually had a really good time at college and I do recommend it. It's great as kind of a backup, but I feel like true wealth is built through other means, like real estate or building your own businesses, investing your money to make your money compound. Like, all of these things don't require a college degree. Okay, lesson two, you can make money work for you. So I didn't realize this until 2015 or so, because back in 2014, I traveled in Europe for a month and I realized how much life I was missing out on. I was living in the Bay Area for so long and I was like, I need to make this a reality for me that I can travel and do whatever without having to be in the office all the time. That's when I started looking to other income streams like Etsy or Amazon, and I realized people are making money work for them. They're making money in their sleep. They're putting money back into their investments and businesses so that money just makes more money. So you got to figure out how to not actively trade your time for money. I say try to get into a position where if something happens to your full-time job, you're still okay. You've built passive income streams that make money work for you. Had I learned this sooner, I would have probably gone a lot further. So you guys should definitely start thinking about these things now. And I try to put out a lot of side hustle videos on my YouTube channel, because I know that made a huge difference in my journey. So go ahead and check those out, especially if you're trying to build passive income. You're trying to learn how to invest in real estate to get that cash flow, go ahead and check out my videos so you guys learn how to do this. Lesson three, you should never skip your emergency fund. Now, what does that mean? Your emergency fund is important for if anything happens to you, like medical emergencies, unexpected car repairs, unexpected home repairs. You never know what's going to happen. Maybe you even get laid off. For your emergency fund, it's important to have at least 3 to 6 months worth of expenses saved up. So I would tally up your monthly expenses, basically find out the average. I'd use Personal Capital. I'll link it down in the description below, because it basically integrates with all your bank accounts and stuff like that and finds out how much you are making and how much you're spending and categorizes it all. So go ahead and use that tool, and then it's going to tell you how much you are spending monthly, and you got to basically save at least 6 times of that if you can. That way you still have some time and some room in case anything happens to you. Lesson four, inflation is real. Now, what is inflation? It basically means the value of goods is going up while your currency or your money is going down. So you are gradually losing purchasing power with your cash. So if you're just having your money sit in a bank account, you are losing money in a sense. So you got to figure out how to make that money work for you. Which brings me to lesson five, you got to invest your money sooner than later. A lot of people don't realize that the earlier you do it, the less you're going to have to contribute to investments. So you should invest consistently when you're young, because your money's going to compound. So let's say you have $20,000, maybe you're 25 years old, and you decide you're going to start contributing monthly to an investment with $600. And in 30 years, when you're 55, you want to become a millionaire. And say you're getting 8% with your investments. So for example, maybe you invest in SPY, which is an ETF that tracks the S&P 500. So it's basically like a basket of stocks. And in the last 30 years, it obtained a 9.58% compound annual return, as you guys can see here. So 8% is pretty feasible. Now, if you press calculate, you can see that you're going to be able to become a millionaire in 30 years. So that's amazing. amazing. With just $600 a month, you're going to be able to do that. And if you look at this chart, your total contributions would be $236,000. But then the value you would end up having because you invested your money, it'd be $1 million. But maybe instead you realize that you should invest at 35 years old and then you want to get to millionaire status by 55. Well, you would only have 20 years to invest and you would only have $422,000 instead of the $1 million in the other example I mentioned. So the length of time actually really matters. And in order for you to catch up to this, you'd probably need to contribute more monthly. Even if you do $1,500 instead of that $600 for 20 years, you still wouldn't hit millionaire status if you were doing these numbers. You need to contribute even more. So that's kind of why I'm saying you should start earlier, because you would need to contribute less money if you start earlier. Number six, you have to understand that money isn't evil and having money isn't a bad thing. So I think there's a lot of people who think it's taboo to talk about money. They think it's a bad thing for people to own money, so they look down on people who are wealthier. But if you think it's evil or bad, you might be sabotaging yourself to improve your wealth. Money isn't inherently evil. It's actually a tool. So instead of thinking it's just this bad thing, think of the benefits, right? It could potentially give you more freedom to spend time with your family, more to donate to different causes that you care about, more to invest into businesses or dreams that you've had and you wanted to pursue with your life. So money isn't bad. It's just a tool that can allow you to live your life intentionally if you want to make it that. People can use money in bad ways, right? But it's up to you. And I would also say stop thinking that it's not a good thing to talk about money, because for example, maybe you're working at a job and then you find out your coworker is making 15% more than you and is doing the same things as you. You wouldn't be able to know those things unless you had that conversation. And not only that, it's important to learn these financial topics. If you are talking with other people who are interested in those things, you might be able to increase your knowledge faster and learn a lot more, get motivated to invest and things like that. That's why it is important to talk about money and to stop thinking of it as a bad thing. Lesson seven, it's smart to pay yourself first. So what does that mean? When you pay yourself first, you usually set up an automatic savings before you make other expenses. So for example, there's the 50-30-20 rule. They say 50% goes to your needs, 30% goes to your wants, and 20% goes to your savings and investments. If you're trying to follow this rule, you would put 20% of that into your savings and investments and then make the 80% stretch for the rest of the month. That way you make sure that you're making steps toward building your wealth before you pay off your bills and your rent and everything like that. You just need to make sure you do those calculations that you can do this. Now, for example, if you're making $5,000 a month, you put 20% of that, which is $1,000, to your savings and investments. Then you make the remaining $4,000 stretch and cover your bills and expenses and things like that. So that's basically how it would work. And this is very important for you to grow your wealth. It's very smart to prioritize your savings and investments and make the rest stretch that way. Lesson eight, there's a cap to how much you can save. So I do wish I learned this earlier, because I was always savings oriented. I would always be very good about reducing my expenses, saving as much as I can. But I didn't think too much about boosting my income until 2015. And that's when I took 3 part-time remote positions while I was working my full-time job so that I would have more money to put into my businesses and to invest. This made a huge difference in my trajectory with my finances. So you should definitely think about how you can boost your income. And I talk about a lot of side hustle ideas, so go ahead and check it out. For example, you can make money selling digital products on Etsy. You can sell custom apparel on merch by Amazon. You can start a blog, a YouTube channel, and you can do part-time remote positions, freelance, and start boosting your income. That way you'll have more money you can contribute to your investments and make that money work for you. Lesson nine, you want to surround yourself with people who inspire you. I really started doing this in 2016 when I quit my job and traveled the world for 2 years, and I met a lot of other digital nomads building their own businesses. And then suddenly my circle was very different from what it was before. In the past, my circle was of people just climbing the corporate ladder. They didn't really think too much about all these other things. Whereas when I left my job and started traveling and meeting these people, I was around people who had the same mindset as me. I was around people who've achieved goals that I wanted to achieve. There's that quote that you're the average of the 5 people that you surround yourself with. So I think that's really true, and you should definitely surround yourself with people who inspire you. And it doesn't even have to be financially. It could be in other things, like maybe you surround yourself with people who are really dream focused. They really care about pursuing their music or their art or their acting, and you want to be around that energy because that's who you are as well. I think you should definitely surround yourself with people who inspire you that you respect. It kind of brings me to lesson 10, which is to invest 3% of your income on yourself. I actually read this in a book by Brian Tracy, and that really put some things in perspective because I wasn't spending that much on my own personal growth, on my business growth and things like that. I would always just be saving. But in reality, if you do that, you're going to grow a lot faster. So I started buying courses. I started buying conference tickets and surrounding myself with other content creators. And that's why it's kind of relevant to lesson 9, because I started surrounding myself with people who were where I wanted to be by going to these meetups and conferences that I paid for. And then doing so, they gave me a lot of tips that expedited my journey. So don't be afraid to spend money on your businesses, on your personal growth, on surrounding yourself with the right people. Sometimes you have to take those steps in order to get uncomfortable and grow even further towards your goals. Lesson 11 is delayed gratification is crucial. I've always been pretty good about that. Like, I've always been good about saving money and like understanding that things take time. I always kind of look at the future and like make sure that I am working towards something. But I realize how important it is even further now because, for example, with the investing example, if I started 10 years later, I'd be a lot further from my goals. So you got to invest early. And then you also have to realize, for example, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're building a business, that's going to take time as well. This YouTube channel, it took me 1 to 2 years to even get monetized. And I wasn't making any money for the longest time. Same thing with my Instagram account. It took me many years. I had 3,000 followers or so for 5 years or more. And then it started building as I started putting out more content. Things take a lot of time and you have to realize delayed gratification is crucial, whether it's in business or whether it's in finance. Everything takes time and you got to remember to not just want quick wins right away. Now, last lesson is having money doesn't mean you're going to be fulfilled and happy. I'm super grateful to be in this position where I don't have to work a 9-to-5 anymore, but I would say it doesn't solve all your problems. You realize that you need things to fulfill you. There's this term called ikigai, and ikigai is a Japanese concept that means your reason for being. And it basically is this Venn diagram of 4 circles of what you love, what the world needs, what you can be paid for, and what you're good at. And then that merge of that is ikigai. And that's usually what your purpose is and what will make you feel fulfilled. So I definitely recommend doing that exercise because, you know, when I first started trying to pursue financial freedom, I thought that was going to solve all my problems, but that can't be further from the truth. You have to figure out what kind of gives you that purpose and makes you feel fulfilled. You usually have to work on something because most people who retire end up working again anyway towards maybe something that they care about. So money isn't going to solve all your problems.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps our podcast grow. And thanks again. I'll see you guys in the next one.